This tutorial will show you how to use SQL Data Warehouse and Azure Machine Learning to build, train, score, and compare two machine learning algorithms. To start, go to studio.azureml.net. Then click to create a new experiment. We'll start with a blank experiment, which will take us to the Azure Machine Learning workspace. First thing we'll do is rename our experiment to Targeted Marketing. The next thing we're going to do is find a way to read data in from SQL Data Warehouse. So we'll choose what's called a reader module. To get started with the reader module, we'll set our source to Azure SQL Database, and then we'll have to enter our SQL Data Warehouse server and database name. After this, we'll have to enter our credentials, and then we'll actually enter a query which will choose what data we decide to take from SQL Data Warehouse and move into Azure Machine Learning. You can find the query that we'll be using in the SQL Data Warehouse Getting Started documentation. Now we'll click on Run to move the data from SQL Data Warehouse into Azure ML. After this is completed, we can click on the module and then click on Visualize to see what our data actually looks like. Now we can see that our data loaded correctly. We can scroll down to see the rows, or we can also scroll across to see the columns. It looks like there are a couple too many columns here. So what we can do is actually use another module called Project Columns to decide which data we want to keep and which data we want to get rid of. In the sidebar, we'll search for Project Columns, and then we'll pick that module and drag it into the workspace. Connect the two modules to make sure the data flows correctly, and then we'll go and launch the column selector to select the columns that we want to keep. So here we're actually going to exclude columns instead of selecting which ones to keep. We'll start with all columns, and then we'll select two columns to exclude. We're going to do this by names, and first we'll select the customer alternate key to exclude, and next we'll select the geography key to exclude. These are extra and we won't need them. Now we're going to go and we're going to save the workload after this runs. Something you can do pretty frequently and is good if you're making a lot of progress. Next we'll split our data into training and testing. This means is we'll have some data to train our models and some data to use to make sure they're accurate. To do this, we'll grab the split module from the left-hand side, then we'll connect it to the project columns to make sure that the data flow is correct. And finally, we'll choose the percentage of data that we'll split. So here we'll be splitting it into 80% of data coming from the first slot and 20% coming from the second slot. Next, we're going to choose the first model that we'll train and evaluate. We'll be working with a two-class boosted decision tree first. So we'll grab that model and we'll drag it onto our workplace as well. Now, in addition to the model that we put on our workspace, we'll also have to have a separate module to train that model. So what we'll do is we'll go into the left-hand menu again and search for the train module. Once we find it, we'll drag that onto our workspace. And this will be the module that will make sure that our machine learning model gets trained and is executed correctly. Now we'll connect everything together and train our model. First, we'll connect our decision tree to our training module, and then we'll connect some of our data to the training module as well. This is the data that we'll use to train the decision tree. Now we're going to choose which column we're trying to predict in the decision tree. In this example, we're trying to predict who will buy a bike. So we'll pick the bike buyer class, and our decision tree will try to pick the outcome of that class. Now we'll score the model by taking a scoring module and connecting it to the trained model and the remaining 20% of data from the split. We'll drag a score model onto our workspace, and then we'll connect it to both the train model and the split module. One of the cool things about Azure Machine Learning is you can copy any modules and paste them to recreate. Here we'll do that in order to train and score a second model to compare to our first model. So we've pasted both the training model and the score model, and we'll drag them over onto the other side of the workspace. Now we'll go to the left-hand menu again, and we'll search for the second type of model that we want to train. Here we'll be using a two-class Bayesian point machine. So we'll search for that, and then when we've found it, we'll drag it onto the workspace and connect it to our data and to the train model and score model, similarly to the way that we did for the first machine learning model that we worked with. Now that we've set up the training and scoring for both of our models, we want to evaluate them as well. Go to the left-hand menu and search for an evaluation module. We'll drag that onto the workspace and we'll connect it to both of the machine learning models that we're evaluating. Now we'll run our whole project together. As you can see, now the model is running, and you'll see green check marks next to each individual module as that module completes. It looks like the model has finished running, and now we can click on the Evaluate Model module to see how our two models performed. We'll click Visualize, and this will compare our models based on precision, recall, and a number of other metrics. This way we can decide which one is the better one and which one we want to use moving forward. This has been Getting Started with Azure ML and Azure SQL Data Warehouse. Thanks for joining us.